Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
We have just passed the annual anniversary of Pearl Harbor, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. But today, of course, is the anniversary of President Roosevelt's famous speech.
Yes.
And just a moment ago, we heard a clip from that. And Carol wrote very recently one of her blog pieces, and I think this was in the Herald Banner, too.
Yes.
About Pearl Harbor, and you had a lot of local notes about a young man who, if not involved in Pearl Harbor directly, had played a major role in World War II. And of course, the best known probably is Truett Majors, and we've talked about him before, but Truett Majors died the day after Pearl Harbor.
Well, that's because the time change.
I see. So it would have been December 7th there where he was?
Right.
I see. It was December 8th in the States. And Truett Majors was stationed in Manila, at least in the Philippines.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He had appendicitis, and he'd been limited to ground duty, and he was firing an anti-aircraft gun and was killed by Japanese aircraft.
Right. I met his younger sister. When the historical marker went up on Major's Field, baseball field.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there was Major's Stadium. The Greenville Majors baseball team was named after him. And then there's Major's Field, the airport.
Well, this one was the one you
okay,
did.
So this was the baseball park. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I met her, and I asked her about him. And she said, I was so little, I don't remember him.
Yeah.
All I remember was that he was very, very tall, and that her mother cried and cried and cried.
Sure.
And that's perfectly normal.
Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and we're looking back at Pearl Harbor from the Greenville and Hunt County perspective. You tell another very interesting story about a young man named Dean Hallmark, who was on the 1933 Greenville State Championship football team and played football, then later college football at Alabama. But he became a pilot and was part of the Doolittle raid on Tokyo.
Right. And Doolittle's raid was not intended to destroy the Japanese.
No.
It was a plan to show that America was still capable of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the purpose, really, to do some minor, nothing like they did in 45.
Right.
But they were on this make-do aircraft carrier, and they were spotted by Japanese fishermen. And so they had to take off earlier than they expected. And they were limited because of the bombs on how much fuel they could take. So there were, I think, number six. And they flew, they dropped the bombs, and then they headed to China because China was still our ally.
Mm-hmm.
And his plane did not make it. It crashed into the China Sea. And he was wounded, but no, he wasn't. Two of his men were wounded. One of them had a broken leg. And then the Japanese found them. He would not release any information that he knew, and so they just killed him, shot him.
Yeah, executed him. Yeah, Dean Hallmark was his name. We're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but you tell another very interesting story about a fellow named James Rutherford, a spotter pilot, and he became, I guess, the owner of the accounting firm for whom your husband went to work. And then he met your grandfather, I.G. Coley, and they had a very interesting conversation.
Yes. My granddad was, after World War I, he was in the Corps of Engineers. And in the war, they unrolled barbed wire and that kind of stuff. But after the war, they had to stay almost a year. And the engineers were given pencils and pads, and they had been trained on how to make maps, geographical or whatever you call those kind of maps. And he did. He was in the Alsace-Lorraine area. Mr. Rutherford, 20 years later, was in the same area using those maps to find out where the Japanese, where the German artillery pieces were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they just had a great time. My husband said they talked for 4 hours and could have gone on more if it hadn't been supper time.
But Mr. Rutherford was very appreciative of the maps your grandfather had made.
Yes, and my grandfather was very appreciative to meet one of those pilots who was using his the maps they made.
Yeah. Carol, this is good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Okay.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.